The Farm Bureau says its core reason for supporting Van Hollen is his outspoken criticism of a lawsuit brought by Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager against a Sawyer County cranberry grower. Lautenschlager alleged in the suit that the farmer's growing practices had over the years encouraged the growth of choking aquatic plants and slimy algae that covered much of a public bay. Farm Bureau lobbyist Paul Zimmerman says his group's members fear the criteria Lautenschlager used in the case could one day be used against them.
You talk to farmers across the state, and I go to a number of local meetings and talk with farmers. The question I have been asked for the last 2 years, what's the status of the cranberry case? It's that important to the ag community.
The grower in question is insured by a company that's affiliated with the Farm Bureau. Not all farmers see this case as a threat to the state's right to farm laws. Sue Beitlich heads the Wisconsin Farmers Union, which does not endorse political candidates.
You know, our members really think that we should have the right to farm, but we don't have the right to pollute. And if there are bad actors out there, you know, they should be brought to task and, you know, clean up their act, whatever that may be.
Beitlich says issues like rural health care and preserving farmland are more important to her members. A spokesman for Democratic Attorney General candidate Kathleen Falk did not directly answer whether Falk would pursue the cranberry grower case if elected. Her campaign website does say Falk supports the ability to bring public nuisance lawsuits like the one in question. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.